Yo, what's up? Yo, what is good? Yes, I am AJ. And welcome. I missed you guys. I couldn't wait to get home to talk to you guys. Yes, now me, and I know I bring it up. I bring it up often, and I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. This is the fucking second take. This is like the first time. This may be like the second time since I've been doing this shit that I had to do a second take because I had to stop. I stopped the show, and it's mainly because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I stopped the show to put batteries to get a new battery for my mouse, which is like stupid because why when you got a touchpad on your fucking laptop? But it's more comfortable, it's easier for me, it's quicker for me, it's better if I just it's better if I just use this mouse. You know what I mean? Like it's just better. You know what I mean? But yeah, I was talking about how because yeah, start out like, oh, I like my gig, I like the people that I work with. I like the work that I do. You know what I mean? It's cool. I like it. You know what I mean? But yo, when I come in, I'm gonna give you 125%. No problem. No problem. Not at all. No complaints. You know what I mean? I'm a come in and get it done type of guy. You know what I mean? But when it's time to go, it's time to go. You know what I mean? Like I was talking about this, like either yesterday or was it Saturday about your time, you know what I mean? Like protecting your time. Because if you don't protect your time, then people will find a way to get it all away from you and you won't have no time to do shit for yourself. Like this is my time right now. You know what I mean? That I'm talking to you. You know what I mean? And I want to protect that shit as much as I possibly can. Yeah, we're all grown, we all have responsibilities and all that shit like that, but nah, man, like yo, some you time. You need you time. Nah, man, you gotta unwind because shit happens like in the fucking stories that I'm about to read to you. Where getting like, yeah, you time keeps you sane. It keeps you from spazzing out on people and doing wicked, weird shit and ending up in fucking jail. Yeah, for that I'll have a shot. I got some stories. I can't believe I fucked that up. That's some real rookie shit, man. That's some real rookie shit, man. God damn. Yeah, man was wearing a GPS when he killed a woman and disposed of her body, police say. A Michigan man was wearing a GPS device when he allegedly, a woman, who wrote this shit? Matthew Impelli, you fucked this up and disposed of her body, according to police. Corey Coddington, 40 of Lansing, was identified as the man who allegedly shot and killed 33-year-old Melissa Nicole Murray in February. And during a recent testimony, Lansing Police Detective Ellen Larson said Coddington was wearing a GPS at the time of the killing. Damn. Larson testified that the GPS device placed Coddington at a home on Mollen Street the night Murray was killed, as well as a location in Isabella County where the body was eventually discovered. Damn. You did everything besides, pardon me, you did everything but walk into the police precinct and told on your goddamn self. Shit. I mean, like, yo, after finding that GPS tether, we did and were able at a later time to go up and recover her remains. Larson testified according to the, yeah, damn. Second, February 2nd, takes him to the area in Isabella County directly to the burial site where Miss Murray's body was. Prior to finding the body, 61-year-old Daniel Lawrence Dutton told police that he helped Coddington hide the body and went with officers to Isabella County to show them where Murray's body was buried. Damn. Like, yo, if you ever, Yeah, if you feel like, I don't know if they were in a relationship or whatever, nah, man, but yo, if you ever feel like you gotta fucking like kill somebody, then like, yo, you should leave. Yeah. Leave. Nah, man, like, yo, because it comes to this. Yeah, it comes to this type of shit. Yo, just fucking go. Nah, man, and it's not gonna look good for you. Like, yeah, it's not gonna look good for you. Like, yeah, you just fucking bounce, man. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't get it with these people. It's another story. It's another story too. It's yeah, man, damn, yo, and law and crime. Yeah, victim's boyfriend killed six people. Then himself at birthday party. Jesus, man. Like, yo, like, a man went to a birthday party, killed six people, and then himself. God. Colorado Springs on Sunday. I mean, words fall short to describe the tragedies that took place this morning. I mean, cops described receiving a report Sunday at about 12:18 a.m. of a shooting at a home in the 2800 block of Preakness Way. Citing an initial look at evidence and interviews, there was a birthday party for one of the victims at the trailer. Damn. Family, friends, and kids were there. The gunman, a boyfriend of one of the female victims, drove there, walked inside, and opened fire. Police said he killed six people, then died by suicide, according to cops. A man initially survived his injuries but passed away at a hospital. Goodness. Goodness, man, like, yo, if a girl makes you feel like that, hit it one more time and then leave her alone. Yeah, because that's what it gotta be, man. Either that or she's playing, like, or she has some weird psychological hold on your fucking mind, or maybe it's not her at all. Maybe it's him. Maybe he's just a fucking wackadoo. I said wackadoo. Maybe he's just a fucking nut that needed help. You know what I mean? Like, because if you were in your right state of mind, if you were behaving, maybe if that's your girlfriend, she would have been like, let's go to the party together. But instead, she like, no, I gotta get away. No, I can't take him. No, he can't come. That says a lot for your character. You know what I mean? If you. If your girlfriend doesn't want to take you to a fucking party with her, know what I mean? Like, she's just trying to get the hell away from your crazy ass. Jesus. And then shot himself. That's a coward move, man. I think that's a coward move. Like, I really do. I mean, like, yeah, it's just fucking like, no, why would you? I would just leave. I really would. I don't, if I feel like somebody makes me that mad that they have that much fucking control over me that they can make me feel such a type of way, I gotta get away from you. I gotta get away from you because that's not healthy. Take a shot for the girlfriend. Can't believe I fucked that fucking episode up. That's only my second time doing that shit. The last one, I fucking lost it, and just off the top of my head, I fucking re-recorded the shit, almost mirrored it, like, and it came out better. But yeah, be it that, I have like tabs, and fucking I delete a story after I read it. It kind of like fucked me up a little bit, but I'm good. I'm good, baby. Man arrested after taking taxi from his house to rob a bank. Yo. Hey, yo, I'm looking at his mugshot. He gives no fucks. Like, a Florida man who allegedly, hey, they say you get less time for robbing a bank than a convenience store. Yeah, because a bank will always get the money back. Convenience store, there's like an assault. It's like an assault. Because you could fucking really like banks, they tell you just give the fucking money up. You know what I mean? And in a convenience store, if that's somebody's fucking store, then they can, like, anything could happen. A scuffle could break out and you could fucking kill somebody. Now, I mean, like, you don't know what the hell is gonna happen. But banks, they just tell you, give the money away. The shit is insured. Just give it up. Yeah. Save yourself. Yeah. A Florida man who allegedly robbed a bank last week has been arrested after he used a taxi as a getaway car. Authorities arrested Elijah. Yo, he should have broke that taxi driver the fuck off. And I bet you we wouldn't even be hearing about this story. Authorities arrested Elijah Shelton, 24, of Niceville, who has been accused of robbing the Synovus Bank on Navarre Parkway. Deputies from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office responded to the bank around 9:15 a.m. on Friday after receiving a report about a bank robbery in progress. Though Shelton had already fled the scene with about $8,300 before police arrived, it didn't take long for authorities to find him. Jesus Christ. During a press conference on Monday, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson explained that Shelton ordered a taxi from the Johnny on the Spot taxi service. Jesus. You're supposed to have that type. You're supposed to the getaway, man. The fucking getaway, man. And they say this. They say shit like this. They be like, yo, people put emphasis on fucking planning the shit out, but they don't think about, like, what's your end game? How you're gonna get out of there? What's your exit? That's the fucking biggest part, because it's a bank. You're gonna get the fucking money. It's like, how you're gonna get out of there without getting caught? Know what I mean? Like, that's the biggest part of the fucking, that's the most important part. You're gonna get the money. They're gonna give you the fucking money. Know what I mean? And it's just, what's your exit strategy? Jesus, please don't rob any banks, y'all. Usually when you talk about bank robbery, it's not lighthearted, it's a violent crime, that kind of thing. We got a great story for you on this one. Normally you get a fast car so you can get away. He calls a cab to his house. Cab picks him up, takes him to the bank, and waits in the parking lot. He robs the bank, comes back to the cab. Cab takes him home. He caught a round trip. Because Shelton took a cab back home, Johnson said deputies were able to apprehend him pretty quickly. Jesus. When asked if the cab driver had any idea what was going on, Johnson said the driver had no clue. What the fuck? He should have paid him. Yeah, the money has not been recovered. Johnson also said Sheldon never displayed a weapon during the robbery and only demanded that the money be put in the bag. See, he had it down. It's just the out. You got an exit strategy, man. Next time. Sheldon is currently being held in Okaloosa County Jail. Jesus Christ. Pending extradition to Santa Rosa County. Oh, man. Exit strategy, folks. Please don't rob any banks, please. We're speaking only in hypotheticals here. Yeah. We're speaking in hypotheticals. Yo. Next up. Fucking Wendy's customer shot dead after punching employee trying to stop fight. Now, this is fucked up. This is fucked up. A customer was fatally shot following an argument at a Florida Wendy's fast food restaurant, according to police. Miami-Dade police said officers were called to a Wendy's at 11925 Northwood. Well, you don't need to know the fucking address. In a statement sent to Newsweek, police said two men got into a verbal argument inside the Wendy's before an employee tried to intervene, only to be punched in the face. Yeah, it's between men. You're taking your job too serious, bruh. Because I'm gonna look from behind a motherfucking counter, and you guys can duke it out. And when it's done, y'all can fucking leave. Either that, or if I'm a manager, I'm just gonna call the police and let them fucking handle it. You're trying to be a fucking superhero. It's a Wendy's, brother. It ain't worth all that. It ain't worth all that. It ain't worth getting in between that shit and getting snuck. At this moment, one of the two customers pulled out a gun and shot the 28-year-old man who had hit the employee 20. The statement read, according to investigators, two males were involved in a verbal dispute inside a fast food establishment. Like, yo, at least at that point, you'd be like, yo, y'all want to fight, you'll take it outside. Whatever it is, take it outside. I mean, if they, first, I'm not probably on a fucking shitty shift. I don't want to do the shit in the first place. Yeah, I want you two to fight. Give me something to look at for the next 10, 20 minutes. Yeah, fuck it, dude. Yeah. Shoot the fair one, shoot the fade right in the fucking Wendy's. I'm not breaking shit up because if I get hit, y'all don't pay me enough for this shit. As an employee attempted to intervene, he was punched in the face by one of the males. The other male produced a firearm and shot the male that battered the employee. Miami-Dade Fire and determine what? And determine who writes this shit? Y'all need to hire me, man. Like it can. It later continued. The shooter fled the scene and remains at large. God damn. The employee who attempted to intervene between the pair was treated and released at the restaurant. According to Miami-Dade Police Department, no other patrons were injured or harmed during the shooting. Yeah, okay. Well, it's not the worst thing that could fucking happen. He could have just lit the whole shit up and fucking left. But we had a White Castle. This White Castle would be the center of. It was fucking weird. It was something like this Wendy's. It was something like this Wendy's, which is probably in a fucking hood or something, somewhere along there. Now I mean, but when every weekend, whenever like the clubs would let out or parties or whatever, the bar or whatever would let out, everybody would be like, yo, let's go to White Castle. And when you go to the White Castle, there's a very good chance that there's somebody from the other side of town that you might be beefing with. You're going to see them there too. So shit would break out every fucking weekend. Know what I mean? Every weekend, shit would break out. Fighting, shootings. Know what I mean? Like people getting stabbed and shit. Like every weekend. Every fucking weekend. Why they are just closing that shit not too long ago is beyond me. Because, yo, and then you be young and, my friends would be like, yeah, my boys would be like, yo, let's go to White Castle. No, let's not. Why? Why? Why you want to see somebody? I never understood the fascination with that shit. Like, you just got to be on the scene in case some shit jumped off so you could run back and tell everybody like you were there, firsthand news reporting. No, let's not. Because if some shit break out and we all together, if you get into some trouble, I might fuck around and have to punch somebody. I might have to jump in the shit with you. You know what I mean? Like, and then now we all motherfucking in the, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I never was the one for that. Not saying that this Wendy's is that type of place, but there are places like that where you just know, like, it's people who would go to the White Castle that would just know that they're looking for it. Know what I mean, they're looking for some type of conflict, and they're strapped or whatever, or they're deep, or they got a lot of people with them. Know what I mean, and they're just looking for it at 2 o'clock in the morning. Know what I mean, like yeah, they'd be like, Avery, let's go to White Castle. Let's not. I'll go home and make some fucking hot dogs before I go to that White Castle at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I mean, I just like I don't know. I just never been like a I never been one to like draw into that shit. I mean, like for that I'll take a shot. Short show tonight, folks, because I fucked up the first one. It's not your fault. You didn't do anything. Damn. Put a fucking Wendy's in the middle of the motherfucking hood and think shit like this ain't gonna happen? Know what I mean? That shit turns into the motherfucking turns into the fucking place where you know. Yeah, yeah, people such and such, if they know you're gonna fucking be there, they're gonna show up until they fucking see you there. I mean, they know it's just a matter of time. Here we go. Brooklyn man refused to snitch, and the suspect in his attack last year is now accused of murder. Damn. Shameik Harrison was old school to the end, refusing to snitch after he was stabbed in Brooklyn, only to be knifed to death 6 months later by the very same attacker, according to authorities. God. What? I mean, well, if he stabbed you the first time, what made you think y'all gonna be friends because you didn't snitch? No, if you stab me, it's on sight. Know what I mean? Yeah, if you, oh man. If you stab me, it's on sight. Or maybe you should have just told the fucking C, because when you in the hood, it's a fucking it's dicey, man. Because are you really like if you have no intention on getting that man back, then what constitutes snitching? Know what I mean? Like, yo, if you're a fucking man, if you're a man that just so happens to live in a bad neighborhood, but you work a 9 to 5, and some type of shit like this happens, and you tell the police, is that really snitching? You're an honest, hardworking man. Know what I mean? Like, yeah. Or if you're not gonna clap him, because that's some clappable shit. There's no stab back. There's no knuckles. There's no stab him back. There's no knuckles. No, I'm gonna clap if you try to kill me. Stab somebody, you try to kill me. Only to be Harrison's 24-year-old cousin said it would have made perfect sense for him to have helped put his nemesis behind bars. His nemesis. He got stabbed. Yeah, that's fucked up, man. So what are you gonna do? Are you gonna I know his boys is like, I know his boys is like, so what you gonna do? Like, how you gonna handle this? Like you just can't be walking the street in Brooklyn and got stabbed and had people knowing that you did absolutely nothing about it. It becomes a pride thing. Like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, yeah, it's a real tricky subject. You know what I mean? Like, yo, are you gonna or you cooperate with the cops and you live in the hood? And they walk around and be like, and yeah, and you just walk around and every day motherfuckers like, yo, that's that motherfucker that called the cops when he got stabbed. And he see the guy that stabbed them every day. You know what I mean? Like, yo, motherfuckers will stop respecting you, motherfuckers will start trying you. That's logical, she said, but we live in the hood, so I'm sure you know about snitching. Man, where we live at, cops aren't really nice to us here, so we're not really nice to them. Yo, that's the fucking statement right there. Yo, that's the statement that did it for me. Police have been dealing for years with the no snitch etiquette that rules in many city neighborhoods. Victims routinely tell cops to get lost or worse because they hate the authorities, prefer payback over prosecution, or both. Prefer payback, yeah. Harrison paid the ultimate price when he was killed March 11th in Bed-Stuy when he was 44. He was 44 and had a 28-year-old son by the same name, his family said. Surveillance video captured the fatal confrontation, which started with an argument between the victim and two other men in the vestibule of a summer house, some of a Sumner House's building on Vernon Ave, where gang violence is common. Jesus. The argument spilled outside with I thought Brooklyn was cleaning up. I thought they were fucking like gentrifying and all types of shit like that. I guess anywhere you're never gonna get rid of crime 100%. I mean, like Brooklyn's always gonna be Brooklyn, which is cool. I mean, like it's fucked up what happened to him, but Brooklyn is always gonna be Brooklyn. I guess when you say you're from Brooklyn, it means something. I mean, like, yeah. The argument spilled outside with Harrison swinging an aluminum broomstick at his opponents. One of them lunged in, plunging a knife into his chest, side, and leg, while the other punched him over and over again. Damn. See, this is the problem. Like, and this is pure speculation. Take nothing away from this. Take it with a grain of fucking salt. Is that these motherfuckers that did that shit to him, like, they knew the first time they did it to him. Like, they knew the first time whatever happened that he didn't do nothing about it. So now, see, this type of shit opens the door for other shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, why you want to say something now? Like, you tough, you ain't do nothing about the when you got ganked last time. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you about to get ganked this time. It's easy. It's like people believe in their heads that it's easy, regardless if you're like, it's not even about being tough anymore. They know that whatever happened to you happened, and nobody heard about you doing anything about it. I mean, that you just didn't snitch. Okay, I respect that, but you still got guy. You ain't do nothing about it. That's fucked up. It's a fucked up way of thinking, but that's how it is. Medics rush Harrison to Woodhull Hospital, but he could not be saved. That's fucked up. Yeah, Harrison's accused killer, Darnell Brown, and a member what of the Bloods was busted April 26 on murder and gun charges, asked for a lawyer and said nothing else. Police said the other attacker is still being sought. Damn. But the murder might have been avoided if Harrison made a different decision a few months earlier, police sources say. On September 9th, Harrison was seen on surveillance video grabbing a starter pistol from his car and sparking a confrontation with Brown at another Vernon Vic. They was singling him out. Building only about 200 feet away from where he would later be murdered. Damn. Brown fought back and stabbed Harrison in the side, police said. Harrison refused medical treatment at the scene, made his way to Woodhull Hospital, and survived. But the quality of the video was so poor, so while Brown was arrested, the case could not proceed unless Harrison fingered him as the attacker. Shit. He refused and Brown was set free. The gun possession charge against Harrison was also dismissed. Police believe the murder was linked to drugs, probably. Hey, I'm just being, hey, I am objective. Which is the one that's like no opinion? I think it's objective, not subjective. Yeah. Brown, who was being held without bail, already served three stints in prison, one for assault and two for drugs. He shouldn't have been on the street anyway. He's a fucking, like, yo, in and out of jail. He's a career criminal. I mean, Harrison was due in court this week on three marijuana charges. He also did time serving more than 11 years on a drug conviction and getting paroled in 2012. See, so he was, yeah. Damn, Harrison's cousin herself is no stranger to violence. Yeah, that's fucked up, man. Like, yo, what the fuck? Take a shot, man. What happens when you do the stand-up thing? You be the stand-up guy and be like, yo, I'm not snitching. And some shit like this happens somewhere down the line later by the same person that you could have fucking put away. And that, yeah, it's like in time, you don't know that any little thing can fucking change the path. Anything can change the fucking path. Like, yo, instead of me walking straight down the street, if I cross the street and walk on the other side, I just open up a variable to a million, millions of different fucking like endings to whatever is going on. Like, just for me walking, like, yeah. Just for me stopping the fucking podcast and changing my battery. I mean, like, it just opens up a door. It branches off into a million other possible variations of what could happen. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. Where the hell am I going? Yo, see, this is what you do. This is how I get fucked up, clicking on shit. I mean, clicking on, stop touching shit. God damn, didn't you do enough? NASA's Voyager 1 detects faint, persistent hum beyond our solar system. Come on. Stop hinting at it, people. NASA, US government, all governments, stop hinting at it. Stop hinting at it and just come out and say that they're out there. We know they're out there. We just want you to come out and say it. Damn. They was like, yo, a satellite flew over Venus. A satellite flew past Venus, and it was painting, and it was picking up like a fucking like a faint radio signal coming from fucking Venus. I mean, like, like we know they're out there, man. I mean, just let us know how bad it is. Or if it's bad at all, maybe it's not. You know what I mean? Or maybe they just don't give a fuck about us, but they're keeping an eye on us anyway. Most people believe that we got nuclear weapons, and that fucking like that makes them want to pay attention to us a little bit more because we're fucking idiots with fucking that's har that found a way to harness the power of the fucking sun. Like, yeah, so that makes us dangerous. You know what I mean? Because we're fucking stupid. I mean, but the farthest spacecraft from Earth, NASA's Voyager 1, said farewell to the solar system almost a decade ago. Jesus. Passing through an invisible door some 11 billion miles from Earth and crossing into interstellar space. I think I remember hearing about this. Since then, it's tacked on another 3 billion miles and it's sending data home, allowing scientists to probe the space between stars. God, yo. How can something like that survive for so long? Like, you wouldn't think it would get hit by a fucking like a rock or something, like a fucking asteroid would just come and wipe it out. Whoosh. In a paper published in the journal Nature Astronomy on Monday, researchers examined data beamed back by Voyager 1's plasma wave system over its journey, but particularly it passed through over the solar system's border. The border is a messy edge where the sun's influence disappears and the interstellar medium begins. The medium is typically characterized as empty, desolate, and dark, but the PWS on Voyager 1 has detected a low constant pattering against this detector. Space raindrops gently falling on the window. Those drop. This guy writes a fucking paper. Who wrote this one? Nice shit. I mean, these drops signify plasma waves or interstellar gas is constant company for the spacecraft. We're detecting a faint, persistent hum of interstellar gas, said Stella Kocher Doctorow. It's very faint and monotone because it is narrow in frequency bandwidth. For almost 1 billion miles, Voyager 1 can hear the monotone drone, and researchers believe these weak plasma waves are distinct from other detections made in the vast nothingness of interstellar space. Yeah, it's fucking them. You know what it is. For instance, sometimes the sun gets cranky and erupts spitting particles out in space. The outbursts have a characteristic signature that James Quartz, an astronomer at Cordell, likens to a lightning burst. Cool shit. Cool shit. The article goes on, but I made my point. Even if my point probably had nothing to do with the fucking article, no, yes it did. Yeah, yes it did. Fuck, man. Okay. How are we on time? 33 fucking minutes because I fucking ate half of my fucking podcast. I fucking shit the bed with half of my fucking podcast and I'm pissed about that shit. Trust me, yo, I'm mad. Oh yeah, I'm mad. Oh yeah. No doubt about it. Shit. Yeah, it's bullshit. Shit, man. Yo, I'll take a shot. Why not? What's the fucking risk? A 14-year-old boy has been arrested in connection to 13-year-old female schoolmate's death. Damn! I'm in the wrong line of work. I am. Because What fascinates me is the mind of a killer. We all have the potential to do horrible things to people. But when does that switch turn into that extra gear that pushes you to motherfucking have it in you to kill somebody? That shit fucking fascinates me, man. It's fucked up. I'm sorry for the girl, man. Jesus. Authorities have arrested and charged a Florida teenager in connection to a 13-year-old girl's death. The St. Johns County Sheriff's Office said the two teens attended the same school. A resident reportedly found Tristan Bailey's body Sunday evening. Shit. Hours after she was reported missing. Florida police have arrested a teenage boy in connection to the death of a 13-year-old girl whose body was found Sunday night after she was reported missing. St. Johns County Sheriff's Office arrested a 14-year-old boy on second-degree murder charges in the death of Tristan Bailey on Monday afternoon. Damn. Insider is not naming the suspect because he is underage, of course, and authorities have not decided whether to try him as an adult. They probably will. Officers told First Coast News that the two teenagers attended school together at whatever. We don't need to know the name of the fucking school. Here is a is an updated photo of missing 13-year-old Tristan Bailey. Oh man. Oh, she is a dog. Oh, come on. She's a baby, man. You killed that girl. What were you doing? What are you thinking, man? We have a suspect, and unfortunately, a 13-year-old girl is dead. Tristan, a seventh grader on the cheerleading team, was last seen at Durbin Amenity Center around 1:15 a.m. Sunday morning, according to local media. Her family reported her missing around 10 a.m. on Mother's Day. Florida law enforcement began search efforts. The sheriff's office called off the search for Tristan on Sunday evening after a resident who lived in the area reportedly found her body. God damn. Yo, I don't know, man. Yo, if you feel like that you if you're having those type of thoughts about doing that to somebody, get help. Tell somebody. Go to your guidance counselor. Go talk to your parents. Do something. Jesus Christ. Put it out there like, yo, I'm having thoughts about, yeah, maybe. I know me saying it from here, like that, it sounds logical, but if you feel like you got it in your blood to kill somebody, then I guess that's. You gotta scratch that fucking itch. It's primal. You gotta scratch that fucking itch. But at 14, I would be asking the girl out on a fucking date. I would not be thinking about killing her ass. That's the farthest thing from my mind. Yeah, I would be asking her out. What the fuck? I wouldn't even be, yeah, I'm not thinking about killing you. I might think about dating you, or, know what I mean, or we being friends or something like that at 14. Shit. God damn. All right. Last story. It's a short one. Know what I mean? It's a short one. Thank y'all for tuning in. Know what I mean? Yeah. Fuck. Woman finds stairs inside her cupboard leading to secret basement. I'm not going down there. I'm not fucking going down there. I don't care if I have a woman and she calls me a pussy. You can call me a coward. Nah, me. A woman found a scary basement lurking beneath the floorboards in her house, complete with shelves and posters. No. And I'm looking at the picture. No, I'm not going fucking down there. I'm gonna call the fucking police and I'm gonna tell them I found a secret passageway in my house and I don't know if somebody's down there. They gotta show up. Just because you called, they gotta at least respond to the fucking call, regardless if they think it's bullshit or if they think it's like a viable, like it could be a potential threat. I mean, just because you called, they gotta respond. I mean, and yep, I'm calling. And they're gonna go down there with the flashlights and look around and see there's nothing there. And yeah, posting under TikTok name Abi, she revealed a whole new level had been discovered in their home. She shared a clip online revealing the layout, showing the space under their existing flight of stairs to the upper floor where a fake floor had been. Damn. It adjoins the kitchen with cleaning products, appliances, and food packets scattered around the house. Yeah, fuck, man. After removing the fake floor inside the cupboard, the video shows a grimy set of stairs leading down to a dark, dirty room with debris on the floor and exposed brick walls. I can't believe we just found in our storage cupboard. Someone has 100% been down here. See? Yeah, see? I'm not going. They filmed the vast space, which is tall enough to stand in, which had remnants of old posters on the walls and even some shelves still up. One wall features a built-in archway, suggesting it might have been a focal point when it was a functioning part of the property. It hasn't been opened up for a good 20 years. After 20 years, I'm not. No. No. Yeah, they said that, yeah, you could renovate it into a basement. It will increase the house price. That's what they said. This was in the UK, and I know those houses are fucking super fucking old. World War II, bunkers where people used to hide with their children when the fucking bombs were fucking dropping and all types of shit like that. Yeah. I could see that being something like this. That shit looks creepy. I'm not going down there. Fuck you. We'll go down there. We'll get some cops. We'll get a couple cops to come down there and check it out first. And then possibly I'll talk to somebody about getting that shit fucking cleaned up or fucking check for asbestos and mold and shit like that. No, I'm not fucking going down there. I mean, what are you fucking nuts? It could be, or what's fucked up is that it could be another way in that somebody been using the fucking like fucking squat. Now I'm here in your motherfucking squatting in your fucking basement for all this fucking time, and you never even fucking knew. Fuck you. You surprise him, he surprises you. He fucking yeah, he fucking some type of scuffle ensues. 'Cause we're both fucking frightened, and yeah, and one of us comes up the fucking steps and one of us fucking doesn't. No, I'm good. I'm not going to White Castle on that one. Downstairs is White Castle. Down them steps is fucking White Castle. You don't know what the fuck you're gonna fucking get, hell. Oh damn, I'm pissed. I fucking missed I fucked up the first few stories because I had some shit for y'all, but that's all good. Nah, man, I'll be back tomorrow. Nah, man, like yo, I love you guys. If you fucks with the show, reach out to me on Twitter, RYEZSHYNE at Rise and Shine. Yeah. Facebook, Avery Johnson. Instagram, Taco Me 05, TACOMEAT 05. It will stay safe. Don't let them fucking entice you. Don't let them, make you go to fucking White Castle at 2 o'clock in the morning because the only thing that happened, or Wendy's in this case, because you know what happens at those fucking places. Those fucking fast food joints are the ghetto. Yo, I fucks with y'all. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.